You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Americans at risk of losing health care coverage, and then tens of millions more.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Kim Sainange filling in for Mark alongside Scott Jagow, Ethan Bright, and then Sue Thomas will be along here shortly to help you with any traffic issues you might run into. But right now, you are listening to live video from the House chamber. They're talking about, of course, the big, beautiful bill. They've been debating it all night. Now, something did happen while you were sleeping. At about 2:30 this morning, the big, beautiful bill did pass. They call it basically a test vote, kind of like what the Senate did over the weekend. It's a procedural vote, but it gives them a really good indication of where some of these lawmakers stand on the final vote, which we're hearing could be happening in a number of hours. So the final vote could be happening while we are on the air during this show this morning.
Well, that would be interesting because we've thought maybe it wouldn't happen until next week or the week after.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling optimistic because you kept hearing about all these lawmakers, understandably, who have a number of concerns about changes the Senate made to this bill. The test that they did, the test vote, again, that happened around 2:30 our time. The vote was 219 to 213. There was only one Republican who voted against it with the Democrats, and that was Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. It's funny because Thomas Massey, you've heard him express a lot of concern about this, kind of giving us a little bit of whiplash. He was a yes, then he was a no, then he flipped back to yes. So we have a lot to talk about as it relates to the big, beautiful bill. But what I do want to talk about on a much lighter note would be that this is, of course, the day before the 4th of July. And while lawmakers are continuing to debate this big bill, Trump will be preparing to fly to Des Moines, Iowa. They are doing the America 250 celebration for the 4th of July, and that's where he'll be kicking things off tonight. So he'll be going to the Iowa State Fairgrounds, which, Scott, I don't know if you knew this, but I lived in Des Moines, Iowa for about 4.5 years reporting there after college.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, they don't have the fair obviously going on right now. That begins in August. But I spent many, many days reporting from the Iowa State Fairgrounds. And so it's pretty neat that he's decided to go back to Iowa and kick things off, and then he'll be in D.C. for, you know, actual 4th of July. And did you hear that the U.S. Air Force pilots who flew in that bombing mission over Iran for the nuclear sites, they're going to be attending the White House's 4th of July celebration?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. And not only will the pilots themselves be there, but there will be, it says, additional personnel from Whiteman Air Force Base, which is, of course, right here in Missouri. They'll be attending as well. And they're going to have these flyovers. There'll be a flyover by these B-2 bombers.
That's cool.
I know. I love that. I mean, those flyovers.
Oh, I love them.
They really give you chills, and especially in light of what just happened with this mission, it just gives you this sense of pride for our country.
So the president is kicking off the celebration of America's 250th next year. So this is the beginning of the...
They've been like building up to this whole America 250, as they call it. But they're... Yes.
So tomorrow it will be 249.
I'm just excited for people to actually... for people to actually be able to celebrate our country, because we've seen how many videos of people burning flags. I just saw that there's multiple cities in Southern California that have canceled or postponed 4th of July celebrations over fears that ICE could target large public gatherings. That's pretty sad. They're saying that people, whether they're legal or not, that some Latino residents are not even going out in public because they're so worried about being picked up by ICE. Huntington Park, California, put a 30-day pause on summer events because of growing disruptions by ICE activity. And they're saying that people are just, they have widespread anxiety and they don't know what to do. They've expressed fear and uncertainty. And so that's why we've made this decision that we feel like, out of an abundance of concern for our residents, the safety of our residents, we want to go ahead and just postpone all of these events. How sad. Can't even go out and celebrate our country. Not that probably some of those people would want to celebrate our country, because those are the same people who were out there probably taking part in the LA riots and burning the American flag, which is just so sad. I don't understand that. Just leave our country if you don't like it. No one's forcing you to stay here. So anyway, plenty get to today. Obviously, like I said, we're keeping a very close eye on what happens with this final vote. Could this be happening here in just a matter of hours? We have Jim Talent coming on in the 7 o'clock hour, followed by Danielle Alvarez, who's the RNC senior advisor, discussing the big, beautiful bill. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Army Staff Sergeant Monty Bernardo, who was in Afghanistan July 4th, I believe 2012, lost an arm, lost both of his legs fighting for our country. And man, you talk about what the 4th of July means to someone like that in comparison to what we've seen here in the United States over the last number of months. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to him. Griff Jenkins, 8:35 or so. Right now, Ethan, let's hit our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is what America First looks like. We first have to take care of the United States needs. And this is something the Pentagon does all the time. Make sure that the United States has the strategic defense capabilities necessary to project power.
That right there, the U.S. Ambassador to NATO talking about how the Pentagon announced it has paused some weapons shipments to Ukraine. People are freaking out. And the spokesperson for the Department of State says, look, this is just a single event. We're not pausing all weapon shipments. It's just that our supply here in the United States was getting low. And just like you heard that guy say, you have to be America first.
The policies that he's outlined are not policies that are good for New York. And I worry deeply, having spent most of my life in New York, about a city that I call home.
You know, it's really, really bad, and some guy is really, really crazy when even the former Obama Treasury Secretary has some serious concerns about Zohran Mamdani, who very well could become the next mayor of New York City.
I think there are some people who always saw Diddy as a little bit of a impersonator. You know, I hate to say this, but in America, you can just ask Bill Clinton, if you say sorry enough, eventually enough people forgive you.
Oh, I mean, he's not wrong. He's really not. I have to admit, I was very surprised that the jury comes out yesterday and acquits Diddy of the top charges, ends up convicting him of lesser sex crimes, and I'm not even sure he'll spend much time in prison.
This bill's not perfect, but we cannot allow perfection to stand in place of a great bill.
Congressman Jason Smith right there, who does feel optimistic about being able to get this bill to the president's desk by July 4th, which is now tomorrow. Scott, you and I were talking about this. I don't think many of us felt confident about that, because when some of these lawmakers were discussing concerns, it seemed very unlikely that they would ever be able to accept the Senate version of the bill. But that's what they're working with right now.
I guess they're looking at the bigger picture, as we talked about, that they decided, you know, not to quibble over smaller details in the bill and move forward.
Yeah, I don't think you vote down a bill just because it's not perfect. I mean, newsflash to everybody, no bill is perfect. I don't think there's been ever a single bill ever that has been perfect. There always is going to be compromise. There's always going to be something in it that each side doesn't like because that's how something gets passed. Listen to AOC, of course, freaking out about this bill. Clip one.
This bill and this point of tax on tips, as one of the only people in this body who has lived off of tips, I want to tell you a little bit about the scam of that text, a little bit of the fine print there. The cap on that is $25,000. While you're jacking up taxes on people who make less than $50,000 across the United States, while taking away their SNAP, while taking away their Medicaid, while kicking them off of the ACA and their health care extensions. So if you're at home and you're living off tips, you do the math.
People are only losing Medicaid coverage if they're able-bodied and they refuse to work or even look for work. They're not looking to just kick people off Medicaid to kick them off and say, "Up, oh, sucks to suck." It's not how it's working. And it's so frustrating to hear a lot of these liberals like AOC who want to slam Medicaid. Some conservatives have concerns, too. It's not just the Democrats. But I don't get that argument. And then, of course, they turn to, "Oh, you just want to help the billionaires." I'm sorry. What about this is really going to help the billionaires? I would love someone to explain that to me. Not quite sure how that whole thing adds up, but leave it to AOC to freak out about that and scare everyone acting like, you know, everything's going to be taken away from them and they'll have no benefits if the big, beautiful bill passes. Give me a break. All right, when we come back, this Diddy stuff, I normally don't care about pop culture, but this whole thing has fascinated me. And you have to wonder, does this have larger implications when it comes to these proceedings, these court proceedings? Should somebody of his status be accused of crimes like this? I want to talk about that. Of course, right now we have to get to our national anthem. And Ethan, who has it for us this morning?
Honoring America today will be Miss Whitney Houston.
Love it.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan.
I think there are some people who always saw Diddy as a little bit of a impersonator. Joining up with people like Biggie Smalls gave him credibility. This now shows him in a very different light. I think also, though, what you're going to see to the man is, you know, I hate to say this, but in America, you can just ask Bill Clinton, if you say sorry enough, eventually enough people forgive you.
I mean, that's kind of what happened. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That's what Diddy needs to do, I guess.
Yeah, but his reputation is ruined forever.
Arguably. I were you surprised by this verdict?
I suppose a little bit. To be honest, I didn't follow it probably as much as some people. I know what happened. I mean, there was, you know, there's video of him being violent against a woman and stuff like that, and I just, you know, there's enough there that I don't care what the verdict was, to be honest. There's enough there for me to surmise his personality and actions.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of Diddy, but especially after this whole thing, really not a fan of him. In case you're not up on what happened, so this was, of course, a 12-person jury, and it was a split decision. So what they did was they acquitted him of the top charges and convicted him of these lesser sex crimes. And this was a federal trial that lasted for about 2 months. So what they did was they found him guilty of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but then they acquitted him on the most serious charge, which could have been life in prison. That was racketeering. They also acquitted him of both sex trafficking counts. He had pled not guilty, and he still says he's innocent. The max he would spend in prison now is 20 years, and I heard that sentencing, I believe, was in October. You know, but he's been in prison since he was arrested back in mid-September of last year. I'm assuming he'll get credit for time already served, and I don't see him spending much time behind bars. And
no,
this will potentially change the dynamic of how these types of cases, I guess, because he obviously is very high profile, and you had a number of other celebrities who were testifying as part of this trial.
Sure. I suppose it says the justice system works if he's not guilty of some of this stuff. I'm pretty sure what will come out of this is a Netflix documentary in 6 months.
Well, there,
called
so,
Diddy.
So that's there is already a documentary okay. on it, which is interesting you bring that up, because my husband and I were just talking about this last night, and I'm pretty sure, I think I watched like 15 minutes of one of them and then I got bored, but I'm pretty sure that at least one of the documentaries on Diddy talks about him as it relates to sex trafficking. So the fact that he's now been acquitted of that, could he sue the producers of that documentary for making that and accusing him of that? And he would maybe argue putting him in a false light. And you think about these videos that were shown, the hotel one that you mentioned, where he's seen dragging his girlfriend. I think it was like Cassie Ventura, I think is her name. And, you know, that one very much is real. But you think about how a lot of these videos that we see online, it's really hard now to differentiate, okay, is that a legitimate video or is that potentially AI? And that's a challenge that a lot of these attorneys are now having to deal with is, how do I know this is real? And I'm sure there are ways to do it in fancy technology that's way above my head, but that's a new challenge that we have to face in 2025. Could that change what type of evidence is allowed in court?
That is a huge question. And to your point the other day about AI being regulated, it's a massive topic. I mean, it cannot be underestimated. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've done a lot of research on this, and it cannot be underestimated how massive AI is going to be in the next decade and how many things we have to think about regulating it in terms of just watching what it can possibly do to our society, our culture, government, business, healthcare. It's unbelievable.
It can do a lot of good, but it can do a lot of harm. And we have, like you said, we have to be so careful about that. I know they're addressing that in the Big Beautiful Bill, and they're trying to allow states. In fact, I believe that was one of the amendments that the Senate did as part of the Votorama, where states will be able to decide how to regulate it. But something does have to be done to make sure that this doesn't get out of hand. Because it is hard when you're going online and you're trying to find stuff and you're like, how do I even know that this is real? It looks so realistic. It blows my mind what they can do.
And the technology is still in its infancy.
I was going to say, imagine what we'll be dealing with in like 10 years. Not even 10 years.
Five
years, if that. It's wild. Kind of scary. Exciting, but a little bit scary. All right, on the other side of the break, we have Scott on the spot. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, I want to talk about AI a little more. I think this is a fascinating subject, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now as we speak related to this. Companies like Microsoft are cutting jobs and investing in AI. So 9,000 jobs, Microsoft says this week that it's going to be cutting in several divisions and investing its money into AI. And then Amazon saying, yes, there will be jobs lost. However, other jobs will become more interesting, and still there will be more jobs created. Now, these are tech companies saying this, but there'll be more jobs created due to AI. And so they're investing in that. So I think Zuckerberg was the one that said they're going to be throwing millions of dollars to hire employees who know AI and understand it and can move it forward.
Okay, but here's my question. Are those short-term jobs? Do they just need the people in at the beginning while they're getting things kicked off to basically program it or make sure that the other staff members understand it or something like that? And then once the program or whatever is set in motion, they're no longer needed.
Well, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Zuckerberg is announcing this for Meta. Meta's, parent company, Super Intelligence Labs. He is looking for researchers around the world, offering compensation packages worth $100 million. So there's a lot of money. If I was a young person right now, I would totally be looking at AI as a field of study. I would be wanting to go into that.
It's funny because my sister-in-law just got her master's, and We were streaming the ceremony. We couldn't make the ceremony. And anyway, it was so funny because they were reading what they had their degree in as they walked across the stage. Mm-hmm. And it was, 85 to 90% of people, I feel like, had cybersecurity. And you think about how that relates to AI and how that's such, that's always been, for many, many years recently, that's been a needed field of study, but now especially. And it was just so funny. It was like, and cybersecurity.
Huh, that's interesting.
Can you major in something specific to AI? I wonder if universities will now implement that if they haven't already.
Absolutely, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, that would be part of, I would think, coding or something like that, that I've never understood.
Yeah, but this is a very, I think AI is more specific than that. You know, not just, what is it? What was it called? What was the degree that used to be with computers?
Computer science.
Computer science, right.
I got one of those.
Yeah, okay. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know all about AI
and you're in radio?
You can help us understand it.
There's a reason I'm in radio.
Yeah. Well, another thing that came out was Microsoft's medical AI. They did a test, and it's amazing.
What do you mean their medical AI?
That's what it's called. Their new medical AI. It's the, I don't even.
Why would Microsoft need medical AI?
Because AI is going to be huge in healthcare. So,
they're talking about like a program that they would have through for like medical.
It's a diagnostic.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
it achieved 86% accuracy, over four times higher than that of human doctors.
I hear that. I've heard those similar statistics. But we have all dealt with issues on our computer, and there's glitches. And technology, when it works, is fantastic, and we love it, and it makes our life easier. And when it doesn't, we want to pull our hair out.
Yes.
And it's scary when it doesn't work, because now when you think about AI, I don't know. There's just all these things that could happen, and we don't even know what could happen because we're not even there yet, because they haven't even invented the technology that will cause the issues that I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, and there have been models. So they have AI models, these companies, and they test them out. And there have been models where the AI robots, whatever you want to call them, start pushing back. And that's the scary part, is how sentient these AI models can actually be in the future, and what they might do with that, and how they might turn on humanity. And it sounds like a sci-fi movie. It's not. It is not a sci-fi movie. It is actually already happening. And if we're not paying attention, I'm just talking about, again, I did some research on this. I did an essay for KMOX about AI, and I listened to a lot of TED Talks and experts and things like that. And I mean, I was truly concerned based on what they said. They're like, just pay attention. Please pay attention. And we have to do something about this to make sure that it doesn't go in the wrong direction, because it's transforming so quickly that if we're not careful, you know, we're going to be on the other side of this suddenly. And right now is the time to be careful and regulate it, mm-hmm. and watch out for what, you know, artificial intelligence is actually doing and capable of right now.
Right. We have to stay ahead of it.
Exactly.
Did you ever see the movie Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams?
I don't think I ever caught
either
that
of you?
One.
No? Oh, it's a good movie.
Is it?
They have a robot. It's actually a fun robot. Like, she dances and stuff. And that's what I'm picturing. I'm just picturing in, you know, 20 years or something like that, that we'll all be able to buy our own personal robot. And we'll all just, you know, be large and in charge and sitting on our couch and asking our robot, you know, assistant in each of our homes to go make dinner for us and serve it to us and do our laundry and make our bed, fix our hair.
Sure. I mean, people have been thinking about that for decades. The Jetsons. If you remember the Jetsons, that was what they had. They were they had robots doing all that stuff in a cartoon in the 50s, 60s, whatever it came out. But this is one of the greatest challenges for humanity ever. AI, it is, and it's happening now, and within the next decade, it's going to skyrocket in terms of the capability of it. And as you point out, you know, there's going to be a lot of good in society. Mm-hmm. It's going to change the way we work. It's going to change healthcare. It's going to do all that. But right now is the time for us to capitalize on the regulation of it and the safety precautions that we need to take to make sure it doesn't get out of control.
So much of the technology freaks me out. I'm not tech savvy at all. I'll be the first person to admit that. But you know those VR glasses that people are really into?
Mm-hmm.
I've maybe put them on for like a second, so I don't really have much experience that I can speak to personally. But it sounds like when you are wearing them, because you can do video games with them, right?
Yeah.
And you feel very much feel like you're in the game.
Right.
Right?
Virtual reality.
Yeah. And I personally think about what that will do for like porn and like that is something I've heard pastors talking about, and concerns with where that's going and kids having access to that. And the Supreme Court, thankfully, just last week as they were wrapping up their session, that was one of the things that they addressed, was that you had to be 18 to access those sites. You had to be an adult, verify that you were an adult. That's a concern I have. I mean, among many concerns, but...
Yeah, there are so many things you don't think about. Unintended consequences. There's a story out this morning about people sending AI note takers to meetings so they don't have to go to them.
Well, that's just smart.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's a boring
meeting.
There's
things like that that make your job way more efficient. It also might make your job way more boring because you don't have as many things to do. You know, so I guess that's a good thing, or is it?
I mean, even police departments here locally have started using this, where, you know, a lot of their time's eaten up by having to fill out these reports. So what they'll do is, of course, they would respond to whatever the call is. And then instead of spending an hour writing up a report, they would take the notes, and then they use an AI program to compile all of it, to generate this official report. And then it still has to be signed off. Like, I forget which department it was. I feel like it was out west. But a lieutenant or someone, sergeant or lieutenant, someone of higher rank had to sign off on it. So you did have to have a pair of human eyeballs looking at it to say, okay, we're good. But still, I mean, that I guess would be a case where I would say that it looks like it would be helpful. For now.
In theory,
it looks like that would be something where it saves a lot of these officers time,
and
especially when you talk about the city of St. Louis, where there's still hundreds, like 300 plus officers short.
Right. But the question is, will that efficiency be directed into doing work that they should be doing anyway, or work that they could be doing if they didn't have to write up these reports or whatever? So I'm saying, you know, we still have the human component is still there. They actually have to be more time on the street, or, you know, spend more time on the street. And that is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because human beings, I don't know, most of us have a good work ethic. Not everyone.
I don't know. You might be giving people too much
Maybe
credit. Most might be a little bit.
Okay.
Some of us
have a good work ethic despite the salaries we have.
But I wonder what the percentage is. If you had the American public vote on what percentage of people do you think here in the United States, how many of them have a good work ethic? I wonder what that number would be. I would say 50, maybe 50. That might be 40%, 30. I don't know.
I said most. I was speaking of people
40,
I
maybe.
Know who already have a good work ethic, I guess. I guess I was giving people too much credit.
I mean, I don't want to be a negative
Nancy,
but I think
that's
more realistic.
I'm rolling that back.
Yeah, people don't want to work, which is part of the argument with this Medicaid stuff as it relates to the big, beautiful bill, is people want handouts and they don't want to have to work. And when you tell them they have to work, they're angry about it. Because how dare you make me get off my couch?
Mm-hmm.
I had my comfy pants on. I don't want to take my sweatpants off. I don't want to have to brush my hair or brush my teeth and go out and actually have a job where I work or have to listen to other people potentially tell me what to do. That's not a skill that a lot of people have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so I'm in full support of if you're able-bodied, get your hiney up and work. I have no problem forcing people to do that. I'll gladly give people money if they need it. If for whatever reason they can't, please. But if you can work, I don't feel bad for you. All right. Have you heard about this whole investigation from Channel 4? They uncovered documents that revealed misuse of taxpayer-owned vehicles. They obviously have city vehicles that they're supposed to use for work purposes only. And now they're saying this investigation, an audit came out that showed that was certainly not the case. We're going to get into that when we come back.
Maintenance, gas, our cars cost a lot of money, but now new documents found by First Alert 4 investigates found misuse of taxpayer-owned cars. And now the St. Louis City Comptroller says it's a symptom of a much larger problem.
There's a lot of problems that are going on in the city of St. Louis, but apparently this is one of them where they have this fleet of vehicles and they're only supposed to be used for work-related reasons, and those would be short trips. Have to drop something off, have to go investigate a call that a citizen makes, whatever the case may be. But as you just heard in that Channel 4 report, it sounds like they found in many cases, thank goodness a whistleblower came forward and talked about this to somebody. It sounds like that was not the case at all. And this audit found that more than $3,300 now needs to be reimbursed to the city for misuse of these vehicles. Listen to the rest of this story. This is clip 8.
My trip to Jefferson City was specifically to get personal documents out of my car and for no other reason than that.
That was then Personnel Director Sonia Jenkins Gray, just appointed by Missouri's governor to the St. Louis Police Commission. The former mayor fired her for taking a city-owned car for personal reasons. That prompted this newly released audit. It doesn't name names, but determined there was improper use of city vehicles by employees of the Department of Personnel between January 1st, 2023 and January 31st, 2025, showing employees would take out cars for an average of 9 days at a time, driving an average of 272 miles per trip.
How is that possible? So for years, this was going on where people were driving hundreds of miles for days at a time and no one noticed, no one questioned why these vehicles were being, I assume they have some sort of a system where they have to check it out, like at in college when we would have to shoot our own video. When I was in school for journalism, you would have to make sure you put your name down on all the equipment that you took out so that if there was any issue or they wondered where it went, they knew, oh, Kim took out camera number 8 and da-da-da-da-da. And they would call, many times they would say, hey, when are you going to be back? I need that. That never happened in years of this going on from January 1st of 2023 to January 31st of, I think, was it this year, 2025? Mm-hmm.
This doesn't surprise me one bit, actually, because I know people who work in City Hall here, and wow, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The dysfunction is ridiculous. It is. The dysfunction in city government in St. Louis on these levels is absolutely out of control.
I wouldn't be surprised if St. Louis City was the worst, because I think there was just, especially when Tashara Jones, because this would have been during her time. Doesn't surprise me that this was happening under her watch. But how many other cities are dealing with this and people just get away with it? I mean, you hear about cases of people embezzling, and it just always blows my mind that these things are able to happen for such a long period of time before it's discovered. Now, obviously, I've never been in that situation where I work for a city government, and I know that there are so many balls up in the air that you're trying to juggle, and it's easy for things to be overlooked.
Sure.
But no, this seems like a big one. Again, how do you not notice that the vehicles are consistently gone for days at a time? Or that you're, when they have like a car they're charging gas to, and they would look at the amount on the bill for the city and think, wow, that's a little higher than we're used to paying. I wonder what's going on.
And I don't know. Maybe some of it's short staffing. We talked about the police department being vastly understaffed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is a product of that. I don't know. I just know that this is not surprising, and obviously St. Louis City is not the only municipality that has issues like
right.
this. It's just kind of common, especially in government, because efficiency is not the hallmark of government. It's
it's an understatement,
right? It's just not, and it's been proven out over time in at every level, federal government, state government, local government. It's just not what they do. And that's why when profit is on the line and you have to be concerned about these things, that's why businesses operate completely differently than the government.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much largesse.
Well, if Sonia Jenkins Gray was fired over her trip to Jefferson City, it sounds like a number of employees need to also be fired. I don't know how I feel about the Sonia Jenkins Gray thing. I'm not sure if I believe her or not. Now, she was, as you heard in the report, she was just selected by Governor Kehoe to serve on the Board of Police Commissioners. She's one of the six members, including Mayor Kara Spencer, which I wonder if that's awkward because she didn't work with Kara. She worked with Tashara Jones, but I still wonder if that would be weird. But that's a separate thing. But there better be more to this than just, oh, you have to pay it back. This is clearly a violation, and these employees need to be held accountable. I don't think it should just, to me, if you just say, well, you have to make sure you pay it back, that's a slap on the wrist. They knew they shouldn't be doing this, and they did it anyway. I am thankful now that we have Comptroller Donna Behringer, who, to me, I feel more confident about her making sure that this doesn't happen again. And it sounds like they need to do an overhaul in the system. There has to be a better way of checks and balances of, okay, this person has this car. Okay, this car better be back by 5 p.m. because that's when the person said they'd be back. And if it's not, then you follow up with the person. Where is it? Let me see the receipts. Let me see how much you spent on gas.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's that hard.
It really isn't. It shouldn't be that hard, but somehow it has become that hard. All right, keeping a close eye on the big, beautiful bill. I mean, we could be down to just a matter of hours before they do a final vote. At this point, I'm feeling optimistic, like they actually might get this thing through, which means it'd be on Donald Trump's desk by July 4th, which is what he wanted. When we come back from the break, you know, we've talked so much about the big, beautiful bill. We forget about all the anti-Semitism that is still very much rampant in our country.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.